The Mothers Behind Bars study, published by the Rebecca Project for Human Rights and the National Women's Law Center, ranks all 50 states on the humaneness of their programs for incarcerated mothers. Wisconsin got a C for its shackling policies. 4 years ago, following a complaint from Amnesty International, the Department of Corrections changed its policy of shackling women while on the way to the hospital to deliver a baby. Kathy Jess is the warden at the Tichita Women's Prison in Fond du Lac. She says since then, no woman has been placed in restraints while in labor.
Depending on her security level, that would determine the number of officers assigned to be there and watch her. But otherwise, she's not in restraints at all, in active childbirth, going to the hospital and during the recovery in the hospital.
That policy earned the state only a C because, according to study author Jill Morrison, the ideal situation would be to pass a law banning the use of restraints altogether.
When you're dealing with a procedure that is so inhumane and so dangerous, we really do think it should rise to the level of being a law. And I also think that we do as a culture suffer from grade inflation. So we were very harsh graders, but a C is, as we say, average.
Over the past 4 years, an average of 15 inmates a year have given birth while serving time at Tichita. The study also gave Wisconsin an F for not running a prison nursery that allows mothers to actually live with or stay overnight with their newborns until they're 1 or 2 years old. Only 13 states offer prison nursery programs, including neighboring Illinois and Minnesota. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.